Europe has to grow out of the mindset that Europe's problems are the world's problems, but the world's problems are not Europe's problems. That it's, if it is you, it's yours. If it is me, it's ours. I think that's something, and I see, you know, reflections of that. Again, in terms of, you know, there is a linkage today which is being made. You know, a linkage between China and India and what's happening in Ukraine. So come on, guys. I mean, China and India happened way before anything happened in Ukraine. So the Chinese don't need a precedent somewhere else in the world on how to, you know, engage us or not engage us or be difficult with us or not be difficult with us. So I as I said, I mean, I just see this as frankly a not very clever argument, a very self-serving one. This idea that, you know, your grand strategy must be about how you will choose. I will do what, as all of us do, I will weigh the situation, you know, like everybody, after all, how do countries eventually make decisions?
There will always be two axes at this point. I think it's an understood, accepted fact that you have the West, US-led, you have China as the next potential axis. Where does India fit into this? Are you planning to not pick a side?
I'm sorry. That is exactly where I disagree with you. This is the construct you are trying to impose on me, and I don't accept it. I mean, I don't think it's necessary for me to join this axis or not, and if I'm not joining this, I must be with the other one. I don't accept that. I mean, I think I'm one-fifth of the world's population. The fifth or sixth largest economy in the world. But I think I'm entitled to have my own side. I'm entitled to weigh my own interests, make my own choices. And my choices will not be cynical and transactional, but they will be a balance of my values and my interests. There is no country in the world which disregards its interests.